그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's really busy here. The road is so congested.
Yes, there are too many cars on the road.
Do you know why the traffic is this bad?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Peter?
I'm cleaning up the food waste in the animal enclosures.
Why are you cleaning them? The animals can eat all the food.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. My name is Jake Columbus, and I'm a health expert. Today we'll talk about how vitamin C works. First, vitamin C helps combat dark circles under the eyes. Dark circles under your eyes may be a sign of congestion of the blood capillaries around your eyes. Vitamin C can reduce the congestion in the blood capillaries. Also, vitamin C can potentially improve the look of age spots so that your skin will appear smoother and younger. The body can use vitamin C to replace damaged tissue so that it can heal wounds faster. If you find that your wounds heal very slowly, this can be a sign that you are deficient in vitamin C. Now you know how important vitamin C is for you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mrs. Carroll. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I love my job.
Yes, I understand you are an elementary school teacher. I think it must be very fun to teach students.
It is. I really love students. But I have only one problem.
What is it? I think there must be nothing stressful about teaching students.
Some students use cell phones during school hours, especially while I'm teaching them.
Then give them lots of homework. Then they must study well, even if they use cell phones.
I tried that, but they continued to play cell phone games every day and didn't always do their homework.
Oh, I had not considered that. Yes, I think cell phone games can distract them. It is a really serious problem.
I know that it's not appropriate to violate their human rights, but I think there should be a law to prohibit the use of cell phones during school hours.
I think so too, and I think cell phone ringtones or vibrations can distract the other students too.
You are definitely right.
Your school should address this problem of using cell phones at school.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. My name is Joe Smith. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I'm Julia Ringstone. This is our remodeled classroom.
Wow. This room has really great facilities. What is this?
It is a touch screen. We used to use chalk, but we changed our screen so now you don't have to use chalk.
That's really great. Oh, I can see personal computers for the students.
Yes, each seat has a personal computer and a headset. Students can use them with ease, and you can teach them more efficiently, too.
It's a really nice idea to have personal computers for students in the class. This makes teaching English speaking, listening, or even writing more effective.
Also, at the back of the class, there is a printer. You can print teaching materials whenever you want.
It means that I don't have to waste my time to go down to the first floor to print teaching materials.
Do you have more questions?
Can students access the internet during class?
Yes, and you can monitor the students' computer screens. I monitor students' computer screens when I teach them in this class.
That's nice. I'm really looking forward to teaching here.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Look, Julie, this is your new room. Do you like it?
Yes, this room has a wonderful view. I can see a semicircle window with a curtain.
You can see a wonderful view through this window. I put the desk facing the window.
Thanks, Dad. And I love this chair.
Yes, I bought it for you because this room didn't have a chair when I first arrived. It is made by a famous brand, so it is very comfortable.
Do I have any drawers?
Yes, the drawers are under the clock.
I see. They are under the round-shaped clock.
You can put your clothes in the drawers.
And the bookshelf is really big.
Yes, you can put your books wherever you want.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Picnic day is tomorrow. Is there anything else we need to get for our picnic?
Yes, we need to buy some disposable cups and plates.
I don't want to buy disposables. They're made of really bad materials that we shouldn't use.
Why don't you want them? They're very cheap.
Disposables are actually a huge environmental burden when it comes to waste. We have to think of our environment.
I think you don't realize the benefits of using disposables.
What are the benefits of using them? They're just a trash problem.
There are some disposables that can be recycled, like those made of paper and cardboard. There are programs to use recyclable materials and to make sure that all disposables that can be recycled are sent to recycling centers.
That's wonderful. Then disposables can be used instead of thrown away.
And I do my job for saving the environment. I also wash and reuse really good quality disposables for more everyday use.
Now I understand why you use disposables.
Well, then, can we buy disposable cups made of recycled materials?
Okay, let's buy them.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 발표에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Fred, I have good news for you.
What is it, Ms. Roberts?
Do you have a plan to present your business proposal to the board at the meeting next Monday? I recommended you as a presenter at the board meeting, and all the members of the board of directors agreed.
That's wonderful. What do I have to prepare?
You have to prepare your business proposal presentation and reports for the members of the board of directors.
And do I need anything else?
You have to rehearse your presentation and have confidence.
Are you doing a presentation too? I hope to see our company's business presentation.
No, I can't. I have to look into the other presentations in China. The CEO of our other company in China invited me a few weeks ago, so I have to go there.
Sorry to hear that.
I wish that you have a wonderful presentation for you and our company.
Thanks a lot. I'll do my best.
Hello, this is Adam Computer Store. How may I help you?
Hi, I want to buy a laptop for my son.
Well, you are in luck. Our store sells laptops especially designed for kids. They're light and easy to handle.
Sounds great.
There are three types of laptop. The black one and the green one are not the newest model. They were released in 2009, but they're very practical models, so many people use them. They cost $50. The white one is the newest model. It's $100. Which one do you want to buy?
I'll choose the white one.
And if you choose the option for DVD, you can use the DVD drive too. The option costs $20. Do you want to choose the option for DVD?
Yes, I want to see movies with it too.
Do you have any discount coupons?
Yes, I have a 10% discount coupon. Can I use this coupon?
Yes, you can use it.
Thanks. Here's my credit card.
I
can't wait to go on vacation next week. Our trip will be so fantastic.
Me too. Do you think we have everything we'll need?
Yes, our passports are not expired, so we can use them.
Do I have to pack our luggage for our trip?
I just packed our clothes and the first aid kit yesterday.
Great. And I reserved all the hotels in Turkey, so we don't have to worry about where to sleep.
Have you booked the flight?
Not yet, but I'll do it tomorrow. So don't worry, sweetheart.
How much does the flight ticket cost?
It's $150, but I have a membership card, so we only pay $100 each.
I think we will have so much fun in Turkey. I just can't wait for our trip.
I want to go right now.
This is an announcement about the Golden Campground and our discount event. This year, we provide all of you with a chance to use our campground at a 30% discount from December 21st to the 25th. The event will be held online from December 15th to 17th. If you are a high school student, you can get an additional 40% discount coupon too. We don't require any of your personal information other than your name, gender, age, and phone number when you apply for our event. If you want to apply for our campground discount event, please visit our website. The Golden Lake Campground provides various facilities, including shower rooms with hot water. You can enjoy water sports at our campground. Come and enjoy the Golden Lake Campground. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at?
I'm interested in renting a massage chair, so I'm looking at a massage chair rental website.
Really? That's great, because I want to get a massage chair too.
I think the $60 one is too expensive. We don't need such an expensive model.
You're right. How about this one with neck massage function?
Well, that sounds great. Recently, I have had a stiff neck all day long, so I really need a neck massage.
How about this one with foot massage function? It will be great.
I don't think we need a massage chair with foot massage function. Actually, we don't walk a lot, you know.
Which color do you prefer, white, black, or brown?
I don't like brown. I like simple colors like white and black. These colors are never out of fashion.
Then there is only one choice left.
Okay, I'll choose this one.
Hi,
George. What are you reading now?
I'm reading a paper about the importance of handwriting.
That's really interesting. Why is handwriting important?
First of all, despite the increased use of computers for writing, handwriting remains an important skill in education.
I didn't know that. Are there any examples?
Many school exams are requiring handwriting to solve problems, so students without fast or readable handwriting may lose their learning opportunities or, even worse, fail the exam.
That's right. If students don't have good handwriting skills, they may underachieve academically.
Furthermore, not only schools require handwriting skills, many employers do too.
I heard that some companies require good handwriting skills from their employees.
I think many institutes should teach children how to improve their handwriting skills when they write by hand.
You're right. Now I believe handwriting is a really important thing to learn, and many institutes for children should teach it.
Long
time no see, Emma. How was your trip?
Sao Paulo was fantastic, Dad. I especially loved Iguazu Falls.
Wow. Sounds like you had a wonderful trip. Were there any problems?
Well, there was only one problem.
What was it?
After I spent some time at Iguazu Falls, I decided to head over to the mountains of Rio de Janeiro. But I realized that I had lost my wallet.
Oh my God! How did you get it back?
10 minutes after I realized I lost my wallet, one man found it and gave it back to me.
Were there other ways to pay for your return here without your wallet?
No, there weren't any other ways for me to pay because everything was in my wallet.
It's really lucky that you got your wallet back. Jeffrey is a son who is devoted to his parents. He always washes dishes for his parents, so his family loves him a lot. His younger sister Amy wants to help Jeffrey. After dinner, when Jeffrey washes the dishes, she tries to bring in the dishes with leftovers on the table so Jeffrey can wash dishes more easily without moving between the kitchen and the table. At first, everything went well. But suddenly, Amy accidentally drops and breaks a dish. Jeffrey is so surprised and worries about her, so he asks whether she is hurt or not. In this situation, what would Jeffrey most likely say to Amy?
Hello,
I'm Professor Lores. A lot of people talk to their dogs, but it can be a bit embarrassing. But we should not be ashamed of the occasional conversation with our dogs. First, some dogs understand quite a few words. Some dogs can understand categories that multiple objects can belong to, or words that describe qualities objects have, and even to respond correctly to simple two-word sentences. So you can tame your dog more effectively when you communicate with your dog. Second, talking to your dog helps human relationships and human health. People have been found to use dogs to help avoid and resolve conflicts between each other by directing comments instead to a dog. Including a dog in the discussion can add humor and help build the family's feeling of being a close group with a strong identity. Talking to dogs helps dog owners improve their ability to concentrate on work and stay active. Lastly, it's good for the dog. People who talk to their dogs tend to show other signs of being closely bonded with their dog.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, I'm Professor Lores. A lot of people talk to their dogs, but it can be a bit embarrassing. But we should not be ashamed of the occasional conversation with our dogs. First, some dogs understand quite a few words. Some dogs can understand categories that multiple objects can belong to, or words that describe qualities objects have, and even to respond correctly to simple two-word sentences. So you can tame your dog more effectively when you communicate with your dog. Second, talking to your dog helps human relationships and human health. People have been found to use dogs to help avoid and resolve conflicts between each other by directing comments instead to a dog. Including a dog in the discussion can add humor and help build the family's feeling of being a close group with a strong identity. Talking to dogs helps dog owners improve their ability to concentrate on work and stay active. Lastly, it's good for the dog. People who talk to their dogs tend to show other signs of being closely bonded with their dog.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.